Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In the next several weeks, we will face one of the most important elections in our lifetime. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, coming November, we will face a critical election regarding the future of this country. It's a midterm election, so it's very critical. A lot of states are in play with regards to governor races, Senate races. Obviously, control of the Senate is a big issue. There are a number of people running for election on the House. There's obviously all the state elections as well. So these will be big decisions that people will make this coming November. But some of these decisions are, frankly, I think, fairly easy. What we need to do is vote biblical values. And there are certain core biblical values we should vote. However, we also want to talk about what we've learned recently regarding the Liberty Counsel list of all the different people that are supporters of Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action. We just recently ran some numbers with regards to their voting, not how they voted, but whether they voted in the 2010 midterm elections, and it was astounding what we found.
Yeah. Well, Matt, if the last 6 years have shown us anything, it's that elections matter, that voting matters. Each individual person needs to get out and vote their biblical values. If it, you know, from the spiral of social issues and moral degradation in this country as official policy, all the way to a collapsed foreign policy, a weakened national defense, down spiral in the economy, we know that elections matter. But what's encouraging is, as you mentioned, members and supporters of Liberty Counsel are not just among, they probably are about the most active supporters of any organization out there.
And we'll tell you some of the numbers that just came back, but it's absolutely amazing what we found. We took all of the different lists that we have at Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, and we looked at voter registration, not what they registered to vote, not what party they're with, but whether they were registered to vote and whether or not they actually voted in the 2010 election. We'll talk about those numbers in just a moment. But before we do, voting, I want to say, is not a political act. It's, as I've said over and over, it's a prophetic witness to the community. It is an extension of your core values. You are electing an agent to act on your behalf, to act in your stead. So what you are electing is someone to act on your behalf. So what they do represents you. It's an extension of you. So consequently, we ought to take it seriously, number one. And number two, we ought to vote, because if we don't vote, then somebody else is putting an agent in our place. If we believe, for example, as the scriptures teach, that God is the creator and he has created you and I in his image, that we are infused with dignity and humanity from the moment of conception, then how in the world could we put somebody in office as an agent or as an extension of who we are that absolutely undermines that concept, that absolutely promotes a genocide against our most vulnerable children, even including those children in the womb? It is contrary to our biblical values. So voting is an extension of our values. We are appointing an agent to act on our behalf. And if we don't vote, then we're allowing somebody else to appoint an agent to act on our behalf.
Well, that's right. You know, Matt, I've heard Christians say, well, God appoints kings and rulers. Ultimately, my vote doesn't have anything to do with it. God appoints the sovereign of any given country. What they neglect to note there in that analysis here in the United States is that we, the people, are the sovereign. God has appointed us as the rulers over this United States of America, and it is incumbent upon us then to pick, to choose collectively the person who is going to act as our liaison, as our representative. They are working for us. So we are derelict in our duty, our God-given duty, to lead this country as individual Christian voters if we fail to vote biblical values in the elective process.
Yeah, if you look at, for example, a monarchy, which is what the Israelites had with a king before the destruction of the northern and then eventually the captivity of the southern kingdom. They had kings. Those were not democratically elected individuals. Those were individuals who came on the scene, but they were not democratically elected. They were not elected by people going to the polls. What we have here in the United States in the system that we are blessed with is we the people. We the people are the sovereign. Authority comes from God, who's the creator, who infuses us with human dignity and unalienable rights. And then we then elect certain government leaders to lead us to protect those God-given liberties. So it falls back on us. What we have been doing at Liberty Council is we have the Pastors and Patriots Initiative, and we have one team that goes around the country with a pastor and two other college-age young men, and they meet with pastors in a 90-minute presentation to encourage them to get involved and speak biblical values. And then 4 to 6 weeks or so after that, we come back to that same area with a different team while this other team is continuing on in other areas. This separate team is led by a pastor as the MC. We have about an hour and 45-minute to two-hour program. And there's, in addition to that pastor, MC, there is five other people that are there. One is a technology person, and the others are individuals that help set up and manage the program. And it's a five-screen multimedia presentation. That's in churches. It's called Who Will Stand rallies. And those are designed to encourage, inspire, and motivate people to get involved in the process. You can go to pastorsandchurches.org or whowillstandrally.com, pastorsandchurches.org or whowillstandrally.com. We'll continue that up through the November election, but we're going to continue it long beyond this. This is not tied to any particular election or any particular cycle. This is an ongoing mobilization, encouragement, inspirational program to get Christians involved in the local, state, and national issues.
Matt, in your opening monologue, you kind of teased our listeners a little bit about the involvement that benefactors and supporters of Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, all of the various Liberty Council enterprises, that they have just an astronomical level of involvement as compared to other supporters of other organizations. Can you share a little on that?
Yes. In fact, what we did was we ran the list of Liberty Council Action against voter registration records of 2010 to see how many of our people voted. You know, I have heard before churches have done that in the past. This was years ago, and maybe 25 to 30% voted or were registered to vote, even registered to vote. What we found in these critical states is that 89.9% were registered to vote. 89.9%,
so
almost 90% of the people were not only registered to vote, but they voted in the 2010 election. Now, if you move West Virginia out of that number, West Virginia was 79%. Then you have the lowest of being 87% to a high of 95.1%. So this is astounding numbers. The group that did this for us has done this for other major national organizations like the NRA and other major organizations, and no other organization's list comes anywhere near to those numbers.
Can you imagine, Matt, if we could get those kind of numbers across the board for the Christian community here in the United States, we'd never see another a secular, quote, progressive in office again.
You know, that is astounding. I think one of the things that has been a blessing to see that is we've been speaking to our supporters and listeners that support Liberty Council Action for a number of years, encouraging them to get registered to vote biblical values, and obviously you are doing that. We need 100%, but certainly 90% is astounding. For more information about our pastors' meetings and Who Will Stand rallies, and to get more information on our Patriots Handbook of Political Action for Pastors and Churches, go to pastorsandchurches.org, pastorsandchurches.org. You can also go to lc.org. There on that website, we have other resources in addition to the Patriots Handbook on Political Action for Pastors and Churches. We also have the Silence is Not an Option packet, which includes not only the Patriots Handbook, but also the DVD that we're sending to tens of thousands of pastors around the country to encourage them to get registered and to speak specifically biblical values. That's really what we're wanting to do, to have pastors throw off the muzzle and replace it with a megaphone. That's really what we're wanting to do. It is time for pastors, to be the leaders, and it's time for the church to stand up and be the church for such a time as this. I'm excited about these times with all the adversity we face. God is in the business of turning things around 180 degrees to do the impossible, and I believe he'll do it when his people humble themselves, pray, and seek his face. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.